AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The family of an 18-year-old Massachusetts high school student arrested on his way to volleyball practice is appealing to the government.
Hello, ICE.
Jao Paulo Gomes Pereira and other members of the family spoke in a video.
We love America. Please bring my son back.
Marcelo Gomes da Silva, who came to the U.S. from Brazil at the age of 7, was detained by immigration agents on Saturday. Authorities say the agents were looking for the teenager's father, who owns the car Gomes da Silva was driving at the time. His attorney says Gomes da Silva initially entered the country on a visitor visa and later was issued a student visa that has since lapsed. President Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him very strongly he will respond to Ukraine's drone attacks on Russian airfields. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Trump adds that it was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. During a Russian cabinet meeting, Putin called the leadership in Kyiv illegitimate and that Ukraine is conducting acts of terrorism. At a Brussels teleconference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Western backers to speed up deliveries of air defense systems to counter ongoing Russian missile strikes against Ukraine. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius.
We are supporting Ukraine in its defense with weapons, ammunition, training, with everything it needs and for as long as it needs.
A message echoed by UK Defense Secretary John Healey.
But this is not just Ukraine's battle. It's a battle for the security of Europe.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's sweeping tariff plan would cut deficits by $2.8 trillion over 10 years while shrinking the economy and raising the inflation rate. Federal authorities arrested a man they say collaborated with the bomber of a fertility clinic in Maine, California. The alleged bomber was killed in the blast. This is AP News. More testimony today in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
A designer testified Wednesday she was so traumatized after Sean Diddy Combs held her over a 17th floor balcony, it gave her night terrors. Brianna Bongolan, who goes by Banna, is a friend of Combs' former girlfriend Cassie, who previously testified about the incident. Banna told the jury it took place in 2016 at Cassie's L.A. apartment. Prosecutors maintain Combs used violence to control people as part of his racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he denies. Bongolan's testimony serves as a prelude to the prosecution's next big witness, a woman using the pseudonym Jane, who alleges Combs abused her and made her participate in drug-fueled sex marathons, similar to Cassie's testimony. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.